Colcord Sister. Sunnyside, Kurrenbong, New South Wales, Australia. March 4, 1900. Mrs. Colcord, Forest House, Potter County, Pennsylvania. My dear sister, I am very much pained to hear that there is not harmony in the church of which you are a member. In these matters, you need the counsel of God. Who is the president of the Pennsylvania Conference? It is certainly his duty to look after the churches under his guardianship. The Lord is mighty in wisdom. He never errs or makes a mistake. I have no faith in casting lots. We have in the Bible a plain, "Thus saith the Lord," in regard to all church duties. If there is not unity in the church, Christ is grieved, and the cause of truth is misrepresented to unbelievers. Let every member of the church inquire, "Am I a member of the body of Christ?" Just before leaving his disciples, to suffer the penalty of transgression, that man might be given an opportunity to return to his loyalty, the Savior said to them, "A new commandment I give unto you, that ye love one another, as I have loved you, that ye also love one another. By this shall all men know that ye are my disciples, if ye have love one to another." John 13, verse 34-35. Shall we not labor to give this sign to the world? Christ's love for his people is unchanging. It is the work of the enemy to cause dissension, strife, and alienation. The members of a church believing present truth need daily to purify their hearts by obeying the truth. Christ prayed, "Sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth." John 17, verse 17. Unless the members of the church show that faith that works by love and purifies the soul, there will be bickerings in the church. But there is no excuse for this, for Christ is love. Individually, we are to follow the example of the Master, manifesting respect and love for one another. Unless we do this, we cannot reveal to the world the transforming power of the grace of Christ. Let all seek the Lord and be converted. Let them confess their sins and pray for one another, that the moral image of God may be restored in them. We must have faith and confidence in one another. As Christ has loved us, so we are to love one another. The two great principles of God's law enjoin love for God and love for our neighbor. Christ is greatly grieved when any of his professed followers injure themselves and bring reproach upon the precious truth by a wrong course of action. The work we are to do in this world is to free ourselves from all selfishness, to show love and tenderness for Christ in the person of his saints. I leave this morning for Victoria to attend the camp meeting in Geelong, therefore I cannot write much. I was unable to sleep last night and am not in a good condition to write. I would say to the members of the church in Austin, read your Bibles with much prayer. Do not try to humble others, but humble yourselves before God and deal gently with one another. To cast lots for the officers of the church is not in God's order. Let men of responsibility be called upon to select the officers of the church. In regard to Sister White knowing what to say to you, I would refer you to the one who says, "I am at thy right hand to help thee." See Isaiah 41, verse 13. When Christ is so near you, do not send so far across the ocean for help. The Savior invites you, "Come unto me, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you, and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light." Matthew 11, verse 28-30.